Hello, Donovan.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
It's Marty in Dublin. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you crystal clear.
Oh, great. Well, I can hear you too. I'm kind of set up. Very happy to meet you and be glad to be with you.
I'm delighted because the last time you and I had a conversation, you were with me in the studio, it's a few years ago, when you brought out your last CD.
Oh, my goodness. Which
I have it on the wall, signed.
Ah.
It says, that's why I can't sell it now. I can't sell it now. But it was lovely to have you straight in front of me. You're in Cork, of course, and I'm in Dublin.
Yes.
But firstly, welcome back to the stage, Donovan.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I had actually stepped off the stage before COVID arrived.
Yes.
And I was heads down in the old house we have in North Cork, looking at the archive, which I couldn't believe had followed me and Linda around for so long.
Yes.
It was stuff, and I've been digging deep into it, so I was in a lockdown before it happened. But I had said to myself, this is not forever, I will be returning. Good. When COVID came, of course, all the theatres closed, and that then the wait was longer. But that's over now, and I wanted to thank County Cork, because back in March, Linda and I received from the County Cork an award. Maybe you heard.
Yes.
We're Corkonians, honorary Corkonians, from arriving in 1989 into Cork to buy that old rectory.
Yeah.
We've been here that long. So we actually share our honor, of course, with an old friend, David Putnam.
That's right.
Sir David.
Yes. Hang on. You're a doctor, Donovan.
Yeah, I'm a doctor.
I know this.
Doctor of Ecology.
Yes.
But Jeremy Irons, of course, he's a Corkonian, and Michael Flatley. But Jeremy said to me once when we were doing a gig at the renovated Richmond Theatre in London, came up to me and said, you know how I began? I said, what? How? He said, busking, singing your songs.
He did not.
Yeah, and I said, that's great.
I can hear him humming Jennifer Juniper. That's quite an interesting concept.
Well, I think it would be Catch the Wind in Colours, the busker's songs. You can't go wrong with a Donovan song.
No. That's a slogan you should have on the back of your car.
Oh, well.
Well, listen, congratulations being an honorary person.
Thank you.
But you've been here, the two of you have been here for yonks now, yourself and Linda, haven't you?
Well, since 89, the old rectory, which we were looking for, something off the road, a friend found it, with four walls and a roof. That was very important.
Indeed.
Some of these old houses need a lot of help, but this had her family in it, and they were moving, and so we found a spot. But Linda and I have been in and out of Ireland for a while, you know.
Yeah. But you lived in Ireland, didn't you, back in the day as well in the 70s?
Well, over there, out there, we dropped out of the UK and came to Ireland, and we rented the old Castle Martin on the Curragh, and it was extraordinary.
Yeah.
The old house was right on the Liffey, and the whole of Dublin in 1970-71 was busting its edges, ready to burst onto the world in a big way, bigger than they are anyway.
Well.
And that's when I met Christy Moore and the boys, and Sweeney's Men, and in a way it was like a return to tradition, because I've got the two Irish grannies in Glasgow.
You do?
Aye, where I was born, there was an O'Brien, and there was, there was a Kelly, of course, and that's my guitar's name is Kelly, by the way. And I do remember a distant memory. My father said he did bring me over as a young boy with my brother.
And what part of Ireland was that to?
Cork.
Oh, to Cork,
To Cork, I don't know why. But there it was. Maybe the spell was cast then.
Maybe that's what it was. And do you know what? It was funny. And I mentioned Jennifer Juniper in passing, but you know, I was humming it on the way in this morning, knowing we were going to chat. That remains one of my great favourites. I love that song.
Say it again.
Jennifer Juniper.
Yeah. You want me to talk or play it?
No. Have you a guitar with you?
I do. Something I happen to have, but it will only be a short version.
Okay, let's have the... away we go.
Can you hear it?
Absolutely perfect. Donovan
Awake. Jennifer lives upon the hill. Juniper, sitting very still. Is she sleeping?
Yes,
I don't think so. Is she pretty? Yes, ever so. What you doing, Jennifer? That's the short version.
I've just duetted with Donovan on Jennifer Juniper. I can't believe it. That was fantastic. Oh, listen, the voices on Great Fettle.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's one of these things. Back in Cork now to play, yes. I did the little Ballycotton first. It's a very much a thank you. There's two concerts I'm doing in Cork this right. May. Very much a thank you to County Cork. I wanted to say thanks to the countryside a bit first. So yeah. Madeline, my agent up there in Dublin, she actually got the wonderful performance in Ballycotton in what's called the Sea Church. Have you ever heard of that?
No, tell me more.
It's extraordinary. John down there has developed a wonderful venue right there on the ocean there below Yeovil. And we did that May 1st, and that was me dipping my toe the water again.
Were you nervous doing it again?
And no, not so much the nerves as will the sound be okay?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's fair enough.
I've played to 3 on a beach at 16 in Cornwall. Right. I've played to 23,000 in the Madison Square Gardens. Yes. I've done the Glastonbury. No matter whether it's 2, 3, or 4, or the beautiful amount of maybe 500 or 600 in the Everyman, it's the same for me. The one guitar, the one vocal, and the one song. So I'm looking forward to thanking the Cork City people. I'll be headed to Dublin soon, I hope.
Oh, what are you doing? Are you going to play in Dublin?
I'm not sure. I had to put the toe in the water first.
Okay.
Down there in Ballycotton, it went off well, very beautiful. And now, Everyman, the beautiful thing here. But we're looking towards Dublin soon enough.
And when you play, do you do the full spectrum? Because I was saying to you the last time we met, when you had Shadows of Blue out.
That was it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good few years now, and it was terrific. And we chatted about the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and about the Beatles and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were chatting away about them. And then I thought to myself, it would be wonderful to get a chance to see you. And I haven't seen you live, but see you.
Oh, you must do it.
I'll come to the Everyman.
Yeah, the old man, you know, my dad, Donald, he was a bit of an amateur during the war, putting on poetry and monologues and stuff like that. And the mother was one of five, and that was the O'Brien family. Yeah. And all the aunts sang. I heard every Irish and Scottish song by the age of 8.
But the link is so strong between Scotland and
Ireland. And the tradition is there, you see. The accent comes back.
I've noticed
again,
it's coming back.
Especially
now,
when I'm talking to Billy Connolly.
Say that.
Anyway, the old man used to say about my live performances, he said, and he was chuffed. He was so pleased because he'd read me and the women had sang me the tradition of the gay background of Ireland and Scotland. I had everything. And he said, son, at one point, he said, you're a great songwriter and may the muse never desert you. And by the way, when you make records, there's nobody that can make it like you. All of these things are wonderful, but there's one thing that you do that many can't do. When you step onto that stage, son, whether it's Carnegie Hall or the Wee Folk Club, the people are happy that you're there and you've got them in the palm of your hand. He said, that's a talent that comes with you and may you never lose that too.
Isn't that lovely?
So if you are there and you're not on holiday when I play in Dublin, you be my guest.
Oh, stop. Listen, I need to play Mellow Yellow. Can I play this?
Of course you must.
Don't do a thing. I'm going to play Mellow Yellow, which of course is half of Led Zeppelin on it, for God's sake.
There's bits of Zepp, and that would be John Paul Jones. And he arranged the horns and played the bass. That's right, John Paul.
It's great to hear. Here's a bit of Mellow Yellow, Donovan.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow,
mellow yellow.
Quite frightfully.
They call me mellow yellow.
I've Donovan with me live in Cork. Can I just say, when you do the gig at the Everyman on Sunday, how do you decide what way you're going to go? Because people will obviously want Sunshine, Superman and whatever, but will you be in a position to kind of say, well, hang on a second, I've got this and I've got that, and you might know this. So did you give them a variety? How will you choose? What will you do, Donovan, on Sunday?
There are quite a few songs, of course. They're kind of split into the basic, there's 10 to 12 very popular songs that entered the charts that are now entered the language of the world. But those will be there. But I introduce in between the cult songs from the very early, especially a lot from the very early, what's called the folk period. There'll be songs from Fairy Tale and maybe the one before it, What's Been Did. That period is 65. People and young always, they turn on because it was me when I was young. That works. Yes. And then I drop in a couple that maybe nobody's ever heard.
Good man. From that middle period.
But Catch the Wind.
Catch the Wind is the one.
Have you got a moment for that?
I've got all the time in the world, Donovan.
Let me hear this now.
Yes.
This is me rehearsing, you know.
Okay.
For the show. My first song ever.
Chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty. I wanna be in the warm home of your loving mind.
Can you hear that?
Perfectly.
For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. 'Twould make me sing. But I may as well try and catch. But I may as well try and catch the wind.
That's lovely. And all that time, but you must recall all that Bob Dylan carry-on when you were trying to catch the wind, all those...
Well, it was clear that we'd have to meet.
Yes.
Me and Bobby, because the root of he and I, very early in our song-making and playing, was Woody Guthrie.
That's
and
right.
As another Gael, he's got Scottish roots, you see.
He does, so, and also he was greatly influenced by the Clancys and stuff.
And really, the Guthrie family, I ran into them over the years, but the comparison or the similarity that threw Bobby and I together was very simple. Here was a guy with a guitar and a harmonica and singing of social issues, and here was I with the same. And even with a hat, a Woody Guthrie hat.
See?
So when they threw us together, that was a bit of a shock, you know, when they were saying, oh, he's the British Bob Dylan. Well, over the years, it's probably true.
Yeah.
I would now be on the scene after Bobby doing the same thing in Europe and then soon the world as Bobby had done in America.
Yeah.
But there's a story and you have to listen. Make it short.
No, carry on.
Before Liam Clancy passed on, dropped the body, he gave me a call and he said, I'm going to do a concert at the National Concert Hall in Dublin and I'm going to do a record. We didn't know it would be his last record. And he said, and I want you on it and Mary Black has agreed too. Will you come down the house? So I went down the house to Waterford and he had a studio there. Now I know the Clancy brothers and their effect in New York was so important to the new sound of folk, the Joan Baez. But the story I'm going to tell you is amazing because there he was playing with the boys in New York very early. And he said, look, when we do the record, Donovan, what are we going to do? Shall we do Catch the Wind or maybe one of the Scottish songs? I said, well, what do you think of this one? And I played him, maybe you know this, the trees, they do grow high, the leaves, they do grow green. It's, you know, young but growing.
Yes.
That ballad from how long ago of the young girl who is married into a noble family to a boy who is too young. So I sang that to him. I said, I love this one. And he looked at me askance. And he said, just sit there. And he walked over to his hi-fi. And I saw him pick up a piece of postage that he'd torn open, a padded envelope, and he took out a cassette. And he had a cassette player, and he stuck the cassette in. He said, I just got this yesterday from New York, from a friend. And he put it on, and I listened, and the scratchy old cassette went, the trees, they do go high, the leaves, they do go green. Oh, Liam, I can't get it. You got to teach me that chord.
That's
I can't get it. And I'm listening, and I look at Liam, and he looks at me. I said, it's Bobby, and singing the very song I just sang you. And he said, yes, isn't that just the synchronicity?
Isn't it just?
And then he looked at me and said, well, you know, when I first met Bobby, he sit cross-legged in front of me and the boys. And after the set, he would come to me. He was very young, and he begged me to give him the tunes. You know, Bobby didn't have the tunes. He had
the words. That's correct.
And he got the tunes from Liam. And then Liam looked at me and said, you know, when I first met him, I thought he was a girl. He looked so pretty. And so here I am with Liam, close to the end of his journey. Yeah. He takes me over to a drawer, and he opens the drawer in his front room, and he brings out a stamp, and it's Lou Kelly. He said, look, there's Lou on the stamp. Mm. And thank you, and we all thank you, Donovan, when you gave that great interview for the documentary on Lou.
You said
some fine things about him. Mm. And I said, I did. He is the man that really led the Dubliners in the right direction. Mm. And then Liam looked at me and he said, they told me on the phone the other day. I said, what? He said, I'm next. I said, for what? I'm next for the stamp.
Well, that's all right.
I'm on my way out now. Because you don't get a stamp unless you've gone or you're about to go soon.
Well, don't go anywhere soon, Donovan.
That's really heartbreaking, I know. But no. Liam, to sweeten it up, he said, when me and the boys were driving across the Australian desert in 1965, I said, yeah. He said, we couldn't wait to hear Catch the Wind on the radio.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Now, the DJs were very important for us all, and I want to thank you for telling not only Dublin that will be there soon, but Cork, I'm playing on the 29th.
At the Everyman Theatre.
That's great.
So listen, will you give us one more before we wrap up?
What do you think?
What do you feel? I mean, I wouldn't ask you to do Hurdy Gurdy Man.
Well,
that'd be unfair.
No,
not an acoustic guitar. That wouldn't be right. What would you like to? Wandering Angus, of course, was a great one.
Well,
what?
I'll give you the one that Bob Dylan loved when he and I were on our own in the hotel in '65.
Okay.
When you're feeling kind of lonesome in your mind, with a heartache following you so close behind, call out to me as I wander by, I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you, to sing for you. And Bobby said, did you write that? I said, yeah. He says, good song, man.
Oh, Donovan, you're a joy. Listen, I wish we were able to get to the Everyman on Sunday. We can't. But promise me you'll come to Dublin. Promise me you'll come
now,
to Dublin.
Yeah, I will, actually. We'll do it. I love Lyric FM.
But thank you.
I love... DJs have always been a great friend of mine and my music.
Well,
thank you.
Well, we keep playing you because we want to keep sending the checks in your general direction. I think that's the important thing.
You.
Donovan, Dr. Leach, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's an absolute joy. And good luck on Sunday. Take care.
Thank you, Ireland.
Though I am old with wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone, and kiss her lips and take her hands. long dappled grass, and pluck till time and times are done, the silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun.
What a joy to interview Donovan this morning. Isn't that beautiful? The song of Wandering Angus, God bless him. He's terrific, and we highly recommend you go along to the Everyman Theatre on Sunday.